Hi there, this is James Eek, and you're listening to the Warrior's Way podcast. We are on episode 138. I'm doing a walkabout talk about this season, as some of you are well aware. It's a very warm day here in this beautiful city, on this beautiful island on the west coast. And strangely enough, I had already planned that I was doing this podcast episode. And I think it fits even more with what's been going on in the world. As most of you, I would imagine, are aware, there's been wildfires burning like crazy, and Lahaina is gone on Maui. Here, where I'm living, it's been about 40 degrees every day the past week, and we usually get weather that's, I don't know, at the height of summer, maybe 28 degrees Celsius. So 40 degrees Celsius is very hot for what we're used to here. Now, we're not doing an episode on weather necessarily, more on mindfulness and what that actually means. And in terms of our planet and our climate, I think it's even more important. Now, keeping in mind, humans, we have a tendency towards, well, maybe not a tendency, we're hardwired to have, I believe it's called a negativity bias, where we just focus on negative things naturally. It's kind of a thing that's to keep us alive, you know, like if you focus on danger and you focus on all the things that can go wrong, it's going to keep you alive, potentially. So it's kind of a mixed bag there. It's kind of a blessing in a way, but as you can imagine, just living in the negative isn't going to help you out all that much all the time in the world that we live in now. But then again, it can't hurt, especially when you're seeing what's happening thanks to us human beings. And let's face it, it is thanks to us human beings. I saw an article not that long ago that was going over the rising temperatures, and it's kind of a real wake-up call. You know, when I was a kid, a million years ago, temperatures were not like they are these days, that's for sure. And hopefully it doesn't get worse. Hopefully we wake up, and hopefully we all do our part. And you might think to yourself, hey, you know what? What can I do about this? And that's delusional thinking right there. If every single one of us did something to make the world better, you know, stop driving your car when you don't need to, start walking more, start riding your bike more, start demanding that, you know, we make some proper decisions, not decisions that are going to end up hurting this planet. Because let's face it, this is what we've got. I don't see the mothership coming from somewhere else to save us. So, yeah. Now, you might be thinking, what does that have to do with mindfulness? Well, a whole lot, actually. I mean, we're in the midst, I have come to notice, you know, over the past probably decade, that mindfulness has become one of these terms that gets thrown around, and you know, people, even corporations, act like it's going to somehow improve their productivity, and it's going to make you, you know, able to deal with your life. It's going to make everything wonderful, as if, you know, mindfulness is a superpower. And in a lot of ways it really is. But mindfulness, in actuality, it is not going to solve all your problems. Mindfulness itself is not going to make you able to deal with anything necessarily better. In fact, mindfulness will make you come face to face with all those bumps and bruises and scars and masks and everything else that, you know, you wear and we all wear. Mindfulness is not, you know, the way that a lot of people make it, I guess is the best way to put it. It's not necessarily going to get you to where you think you're going to be. It would be like, you know, if you really believe that all you need to do is move your legs to stay healthy and strong. And so what you do is you lay down on the ground and you just cycle your legs like you are riding a bike. And you do that for a few minutes every day because, you know, you were told that you should move your body. Well, I don't think that that is going to do anything to, you know, necessarily enhance your life. Not the way that, you know, getting up off the couch or away from your desk and going for a walk or, you know, working out is going to do. But yeah, sure, you're moving your legs, great. You know, there's going to be some benefits from that. Mindfulness is kind of like that. If you take it and you just use mindfulness, it can be a positive thing that can also in ways be a bit of a negative thing. Or maybe not negative, but not as positive as it could be. Just focusing on your mindfulness practice, it can make you kind of do one of two things. It can make you completely detached from life and reality, and you're, you know, believing in this delusional kind of view that, you know, all I need to do is breathe and focus on this moment, but with nothing else. Or it can take you, like I said, towards negativity bias, and you'll be sitting there thinking, oh man, I got a sore back, or I've got no money in the bank, and I don't know that I like my job, and man, it's too hot, and if you see what I mean, like that is not the point of mindfulness either. So you're back to, you know, swimming on dry land, as it were. So what you need to, you know, really kind of hoist aboard is that mindfulness, which in and of itself is a great thing, it needs to be engaged. And I'm going to put it out there that all of your training, all of your practice, it has to be engaged. It has to be functional. It has to be something that has a so what to it and makes sense. And in a whole lot of other ways, other than, you know, practicing your swimming while lying on the ground, or, you know, practicing riding your bike while laying on the couch. So what does that mean? Well, there's a whole lot of things. In Tibetan Buddhism, Vajrayana, there is, without going too much into it, there's a kind of, I hate to say preparatory, because it's really not. It's actually a fairly advanced type of practice. But there's a practice where you kind of really get a chance to figure out what Tibetan Buddhism is actually all about by really jumping in with both legs. And you have to go through a whole bunch of different phases. Like, for instance, you know, you think about how lucky you are to have a human life and how rare human life actually is and what that means. I mean, being a human means that you can train. Being a human means that you can, you know, train for the sake of other living things. Being a human means that, you know, you can do little things like try to reduce the suffering in the world. You can do things like make a difference in the world in your own little way, which makes a huge difference when we all do it, or some of us do it, or a lot of us do it. And there's a whole lot more than just that. Don't get me wrong. There's visualizations that go along with it and a whole bunch. The point is, though, that this engaged view with mindfulness, this practice of learning to let go while being in the world and being engaged with it, and what your purpose for your practice is, it makes a huge difference. I can tell you, like in my own life, I've been practicing for a very long time in terms of a human life. And I can honestly admit that I have spent years going through the motions. Of course, I didn't think of it at the time. At the time, I thought I was doing everything right. I was, you know, practicing the way that I thought that you were supposed to. And it's only when you get to the other side of that that you realize how much more you should be doing, or you should have been doing, or you could have been doing. And that's a bit of a wake-up call when you start to see the true potential for something when you've been kind of half-heartedly doing it in reality. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to get benefits from it. For sure you do. You know, it's going to, you know, make you calmer, and it's going to make, you know, a little bit of a difference in your life. And that's not a terrible thing. Don't get me wrong. Learning to meditate, learning to breathe, learning to relax, these are all beneficial things. But practicing that with more aspects to it, learning to spread more compassion in the world, learning to see everybody as, well, I was going to say as an equal, but I don't think that's even the right thing. Seeing everybody as, well, in the Tibetan view of it, everybody at one point was your mother. And I don't mean at one point in this life. Their view is that, you know, every living thing, everything at one point, if, you know, you have multiple lives, was your mother. And I love that view of things, you know. And then when you look at people, when you look at creatures, when you look at this planet, you see it in a whole different light. This planet is our mother, and always has been and always will be until, you know, we completely mess it up and we're gone. And then it still was. We just didn't pay attention. So mindfulness from that perspective, if you engage your mindfulness practice with an actual paradigm shift in how you live your life and how you view your world and what your training means, everything changes. Everything becomes fuller. Everything becomes deeper. I had to stop. That guy was a great guitar player. And, I mean, that's part of the training, too, is learning when to stop, when to breathe, when to appreciate the world around you. And it should be an all-the-time thing. Like I say to people, you have to look at this life like it's magic. And when you start to see the magic and the amazing things that are around you. If you dwell in the negativity bias, guess what you're going to see around you too. So how do you do this? Well, you do it in little bits and pieces, but you start now. So, I mean, if this is something that you're like, yeah, man, he's totally right for a change. Every day, think about how lucky you are to have been born in this life. I mean, you shouldn't be here. The odds of you having been born at all are, you'd have a better chance to win the lottery, I'll put it that way. When you think about the things that you can do with all of this, even more so, I mean, man, we can live lives that we do amazing things for this world and for each other. Or we can be completely mindless. We can be completely terrible. We can just think that what I do doesn't matter, just like, you know, a lot of people do. Or we can radically change and we can make our lives completely different and encourage others to make their lives completely different. And we can spread love and compassion. And we can make that being our focus of our mindfulness. So yeah, of course, still practice your breathing. Practice being aware of this moment. But do it from an engaged place. Do it from somewhere that you're really... In a lot of ways, I guess you're doing it for the sake of others. It's not about you. It's not about, well, I'm just going to be aware of the fact that I'm eating an apple right now. And not think about where that apple came from. About the farmer. About the workers who picked it. About the tree it came from. About the sun that shone on that tree and the water and where all of that came from. But if you live an engaged practice of mindfulness, what you will find is that these, as I call them, so what questions, they lead you to a place where you start to see the magic. And that apple you're eating becomes a thing that is amazing. It becomes this thing that you're so happy that you ever met this apple. And I can guarantee you, from that perspective, you've never tasted an apple like that before. So, what I'm going to do is give you a little bit of homework. I want you to, if you do it already, cool, but let's engage more. If you don't, what I want you to do is start up a practice for yourself that is all about living in this engaged sort of way. That your practice is about making this world a better place. Your mindfulness is about not just making you better, but making this world better with you kind of like a light in that darkness. Think about it. And better yet, do something about it. Engaged training, functional training, functional practice. That's the way to do it. Until the next time, please leave a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this. Check out our website, warriorsway.ca. I've got lots of resources there. You can even train online there. Drop me a line, say hi. And until next time, train hard, have fun, be a good friend. And stay cool.